FNC guests, Floyd killing atrocious and disturbing. By Ian Hanchett on May 27, 2020. On Wednesday's broadcast of the Fox News Channel's Hannity, host Sean Hannity, Fox News contributors Dan Bongino and Lawrence Jones, and former NYPD Commissioner Bernie Kerik expressed their disgust over the death of George Floyd. Jones stated that people in government abuse their power sometimes, something conservatives have seen during the coronavirus pandemic, and that the Floyd case is an example of abuse of power. He continued that people like him and Senator Tim Scott, RSC, have experienced abuses of power, even on the Capitol. Jones also denounced the rioting and called for justice to be done in Floyd's death. Hannity said, "T here's nothing that we see here, Lawrence, that seems justifiable. Nothing. And it's not going to be trial by TV cameras. It's, we have to believe in a system of justice." While talking with Kerik, Hannity asked, "He's not resisting that we can see in this new video. Why would they keep their foot on his neck for 6 minutes or more?" Kerik responded, "I don't think anybody has the answer. Because it defies logic. It defies common sense. It defies training. It defies arrest policies and procedures. There was no resistance. I'm curious as to, they took him out of the car. They sat him down. Then, all of a sudden, he winds up in this position. With this guy's foot on his neck, his knee on his neck. Why? How did he get here?" Kerik also stated, "T his is atrocious. This was an abusive use of force. It was a killing of someone that should not have died." Bongino said the video is really hard to watch. And tells a story that you just can't run away from. "When I was a New York City Police Department officer, the golden rule was, when the cuffs are on and the subject is controlled, the fight's over. That's it." He added, "After a minute, 30 seconds to a minute, when the subject's contained and you have other officers on the scene, even though they're engaging in crowd control, it's clear this could turn into a potentially deadly situation with a blood choke lasting that long, and in this case, sadly, it did." Bongino further stated, "W hat's so disturbing about watching this, is he wouldn't have made it that long if his head wasn't on the concrete on the other side. I mean, that's what's so insane about watching this." HT Mediate. Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter @IanHanchett.